It's that time of year when many people look forward to getting away from it all on a sandy beach. But the summer holidays also mean paying attention to the extreme rays of the sun, which can cause the skin to burn. Cancer Research UK is advising people to stay safe in the sun with its SunSmart campaign. Lydia O'Kane got some useful sun protection hints from the organisation's senior health officer, Jessica Harris.
The sun is strong enough to damage our skin and to give us sunburn and also to increase the risk of developing skin cancer. So the really important thing to remember is that on days when the sun is strong, and you can find out how strong the sun is by looking at the UV index for the day, on days when the sun's strong, it's a really good idea to protect your skin from sunburn. You can do that by using a combination of shade, clothes and sunscreen.
Do you think people in the last few years, I mean, there's been a lot of talk, of course, about the danger of the sun, also sunbeds, things like that people should and shouldn't do. But do you think that people have taken heed and are taking heed of the notices?
We know that skin cancer rates in the UK are absolutely shooting up at the moment. They're really, really rising very, very fast. But that is likely to be down to the way that people acted in the sun about 20 or 30 years ago. So it's actually not very easy to say just now what the effect of people's behaviour now is, because, you know, if people are protecting themselves in the sun now, that will reduce their risk of developing cancer several years down the line. So we're really hopeful that all the work that we do to try and help people understand how to enjoy the sun safely and how to reduce the risk of developing skin cancer, we're really hopeful that that will translate into a reduction in skin cancer rates in future, but we'll have to wait and see if that happens.
If somebody feels that there's something not quite right, is there anything they can look out for with regard to maybe moles and things like that, that they feel that there really is something amiss?
It is a really good idea to keep an eye on your skin and get to know what's normal for you, what it normally looks like. Because if you do notice anything which starts to be out of the ordinary, if it changes, whether it's a change in a mole or a normal patch of skin, it's a really good idea to go and see your doctor. Because if it is skin cancer, getting it diagnosed at an early stage means that treatment is much more likely to be successful, particularly with melanoma, which is the most serious kind of skin cancer. Getting it diagnosed at an early stage really improves the number of people who actually survive it. So keep an eye out for any changes in the size, shape or colour of a mole. And if you do notice anything, just go down to the doctor and get them to check it out. It's not likely to be skin cancer, but if it is, getting it spotted early is a really good idea.
Is there a difference between different types of skin? I mean, people maybe in the UK, people have fairer skin maybe as compared to Mediterranean skin. Doesn't make a very big difference.
Everyone's skin's different, and so everyone needs to protect themselves at different levels, you know, when the sun is at its strongest. People who have darker skin, who tend not to burn so easily, and people who have a kind of typical Mediterranean complexion would be included in that, would tend to burn less easily than people who have very fair skin. People who have very fair skin are at higher risk of getting sunburn and also at higher risk of developing skin cancer. But even people with more Mediterranean type complexions or with darker skin can still get sunburnt and can still develop skin cancer. So it's important just to get to know your own skin and how it normally behaves in the sun, because by knowing that, you'll know when you need to protect yourself. And the main rule is, which cuts across all kind of skin types and any other things which could be affecting, if you make sure not to burn, then you are probably going to be reducing your risk of skin cancer, because sunburn is a clear sign that the DNA in your skin cells has been damaged, and it's that damage which can go on to develop into skin cancer. So the main rule is avoid sunburn.
Are sunblocks, sun protections, are they a lot better than they used to be?
There's such a different range of sunscreens, and it can be really confusing when people go in to try and buy one and see a range of different labels on them. But the main things to look out for are any sunscreen which gives at least SPF 15 or factor 15 protection. That's a measure of how good it is at protecting against UVB. And people who have fairer skin may find they want to use a higher factor. So we'd say at least a factor 15 would be a great way of protecting yourself. But it's also really important to look for the amount of UVA protection. depression. It's labelled differently across different countries. But in the UK, we have a star rating system. So if your sunscreen is 4 or 5 stars, then that's a good protection against UVA. There is also an EU-wide label, which is a UVA in a circle. So it's a good idea to try and get one which has high UVA protection as well, because both UVB and UVA rays can contribute to increasing the risk of skin cancer.
For example, for people that are listening, if you're going on holiday, is it a wise idea to start maybe at a 50 or a 30 and then just keep dropping down as maybe your 2 weeks goes on?
Well, everyone's skin's different, so they'll all burn at different rates. And really, it's the main thing is just to make sure that you use as much protection, and protection doesn't have to just be sunscreen. It can. It's really important to use shade and clothing as well, as you need. And probably people who find that they have burned very easily and need a higher factor sunscreen would need a higher factor sunscreen for the whole duration of their holiday. It's not really the case that if you do need a higher factor sunscreen, it's better just to use whatever you need to prevent yourself from burning. But sunscreen is really only one way that you can protect yourself against the damage that the sun does to your skin. Wearing a long sleeve top, covering up with clothes, and using shade as well to protect yourself from the sun when it's at its strongest is a really good idea, because no sunscreen, however high the factor, could ever give 100% protection.
You were talking about using even a 15. Should people be using, even if they walk outside the door, just on their face even, should they be using a factor even when it's not really sunny out?
Well, everyone needs some sun in their life to make enough vitamin D, because vitamin D is really important for healthy bones, and our main source of vitamin D is through sun exposure. But it should be very possible to get enough vitamin D just through the kind of short casual exposures that you get by going about your daily life, because it is produced before the skin is able to redden or burn. So it is important to get a bit of sun, but if you're going to be out for any appreciable length of time, or if you're at risk of sunburn, which you'll know from knowing your skin and how it normally reacts, then it's a really good idea to protect it.